You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Good morning. I'm Cardinal Francis George. For the next hour, the Archdiocese of Chicago will be hosting discussions on issues, people, and associations that touch our lives. Welcome to the Catholic Community of Faith.
Good morning. Welcome to Catholic Community of Faith on Relevant Radio 950 AM. The time is exactly 9 o'clock on this beautiful, hot, humid day in Chicago. I'm Father Greg Sackowitz, pastor of St. Mary's Parish in Evanston. And our phone number, 312-255-8408, 312-255-8408, here on Relevant Radio 950 on Catholic Community Faith. And we have a tremendous show lined up on today's program. Really, it's two parts. First, we will talk to a group of creative people involved in the St. Michael Film Festival taking place throughout August at St. Michael's Parish in Old Town. And then we will visit the second half with the executive director of Maze Lake Ministries to talk about creative ways they connect spiritual development and nature. But first of all, in the 9 o'clock hour, our guest is with us in studio, Del Ramirez from St. Michael's Parish in Old Town and St. Michael's Film Festival Director. And welcome to the program, Del Ramirez.
Good morning.
Good morning to you. And Del, please tell us, what is happening during the month of August at St. Michael's with this incredible St. Michael Film Festival, and whose idea, how did it come about?
The St. Michael Film Festival is a life-affirming movie series. We invite you to come out and enjoy movies outdoors under a beautiful night-lit sky. It's a casual, friendly environment where you can bring your comfy chair, bring out your blanket, put it on the grass, enjoy wonderful gourmet food catered from the Blue Star Wine Bar, watch award-winning films. The event is free. The festival runs every Friday in August. The lawn opens at 6:30. The movie starts at dusk. It's movies and more. Every evening we'll have excellent speakers providing a thought-provoking film analysis. The MC for the film festival is Sheila Lagminas. And from Hollywood, we'll have with us the producer of Bella, Mr. Jason Jones.
Which, by the way, we're going to have him later on, yes, in the radio program. Let me ask you this, Del. How did this whole idea for the film festival come about? Was it an idea that you had? Because I know you told me before you got on the program that you are a parishioner at St. Michael's in Old Town. You've been there for about 5 years. And did you go to the pastor? Did a group of you go to the pastor? How did this whole thing, I think it's a marvelous idea. I've never heard of this. So whose idea was this?
Our pastor is Father Richard Thibodeau, a courageous and very strong leader. We've recently launched a Respect Life Commission, and we were looking for a way, some sort of an event that we could offer to people that would be inviting and engaging. We wanted to move beyond the traditional evangelization models, and so we thought about a film festival.
Okay, so here's what happened then. You started a Respect Life Committee at St. Michael's. Instead of the wonderful traditional ways of dealing with Respect Life issues and topics with speakers, the idea was to have a film festival to bring forth the whole idea of Respect Life. You know, think about it, Del, it's really in a way that people can relate to. Movies. It's like going out to movies. Now, one little sidebar, and that is, this is a beautiful outdoor event. The lawn opens for people at 6:30. Movie, its introduction at 7:30 around dusk. What happens if it's a typical Friday night downpour in Chicago?
We will go indoors.
Okay. All right. So you do have an alternative plan.
Yes, we will not be rained out.
Well, then maybe for a few minutes. I know it begins this Friday, August 6th, and the movie is going to be what for this Friday?
Opening night, our movie is Juno, starring Ellen Page and Jason Bateman. This is a wonderful film. It's a story about an offbeat young woman in an unplanned pregnancy who makes an unusual decision. The film shows us that despite our human failings, our mistake, our errors, we can get up. There is hope, and we can make life-affirming decisions.
Well, then how does this happen? Okay, at 7:30, the Master of Ceremonies gets up there and introduces the movie?
Introduces the movie and introduces a Karina Gura from the Pro-Life Action League.
Mm-hmm.
We will also have a Chastity speaker who will also serve as the MC, Jeff Oshbach, to provide lead-in critique into the film.
Okay, so at 7:30, when it starts getting dark out, you just don't flip the lights and go to a movie. You have like a keynote speaker. So the actual movie would begin, what, about 8:15 p.m.?
As soon as it gets dark.
Okay, which in August will be about that time.
Yes.
And now when the movie finishes, is there like a group discussion or do people go home?
We have a Q&A and discussion at the conclusion of the film.
And who leads that?
For Juno, it will be Jeff Oshbach.
Now, the thing is, when did Juno come out? I've never heard the movie.
Juno.
Now, but you have to know, the last movie I saw was The Blind Side. No. Yeah, The Blind Side, starting the great football player that's now with the Baltimore Ravens. And before that was maybe a year. So I'm not exactly a movie goer, maybe one or two times a year, and usually a sports theme. But when did Juno come out?
2007.
Okay. And the thing is, now what happens the following week?
The following week, Friday, August the 13th, our film is The Soloist, starring Jamie Foxx and Robert Downey Jr. This is a story of a chance encounter between two men. One is a mentally ill homeless musician. The other, a celebrated reporter for the Los Angeles Times. This movie shows us that extending ourselves in unconditional love and service is imperative in making a difference and taking a stand for the dignity of those who cannot help or provide for themselves. This is a beautiful story of friendship and the great difference we can make when we don't judge the circumstances of another is a qualification for love, the great difference it makes when we love freely.
Now, both Juno and The Soloist, who picked out those films? I mean, they sound interesting, very interesting.
Yes, the Respect Life Committee picked out these films.
Okay, excellent. And what do you have going on for Friday, August 20th?
Friday, August 20th, our film is I Am Sam, starring Sean Penn and Dakota Fanning.
Hold it, actually stars Sean Penn. Oh, okay, you got some top-notch stars here.
This is a story of a man with the mental capacity of a 7-year-old. He lives in Los Angeles, works at Starbucks, and is the sole guardian of his 6-year-old daughter. They have a wonderful life together. Then his mental disability comes to the attention of his daughter's school. And that's when the story begins to unfold. This movie shows us that the capacity to love is not defined by one's ability to engage in complicated intellectual exercises. It's an unforgettable story of love between a father and a daughter.
Okay, what we're going to do is we're going to have with us by phone with the next break, we have Professor Mara Smith, internationally known filmmaker, and currently teaches film at Columbia College. We're going to talk about the value of film. So, Mara, you there with us?
Yes, I am. Oh, I look forward to talking to you.
Stay with us here on Catholic Community Faith and Relevant Radio, 950 AM. I'm Father Greg Sackwitz. Time is exactly 9:08 on this beautiful, hot, humid Monday day in Chicago. Stay with us. We'll be back. 312-255-8408, and do not touch that dial.
Calling all youth entering grades 7 through 12 this fall, come out to our annual Camp Totus Tuus on Monday, August 2nd at Maryville Academy in Des Plaines. Join other young people for a day of fun, discussion, prayer, and mass. Meet with seminarians, priests, religious sisters, and our fantastic Totus Tuus teachers, and experience Jesus in the sacraments. Don't miss this exciting day where you can spend some time thinking about what God has in mind for you now and in the future. Get a registration form at www.totustuischicago.com or call Pat Pacer at the Vocations Office at 312-534-2587. That's 312-534-2587. I hope to see you there.
Hey, Father Cusick.
Hey, Dr. Kate DeVries.
Do you think all of our listeners have heard about Theology on Tap's 30th anniversary celebrations?
Let's tell them. Theology on Tap is a summer speaker and discussion series aimed at people in their 20s and 30s, married and single. It's been serving the finest of theology speakers in conversation for 30 years.
That's a lot to celebrate. This year we begin July 11th and go until August 6th with some wonderful speakers and topics.
And then on Sunday, August 8th, Cardinal George is celebrating Mass at 3 p.m. at Holy Name Cathedral for everyone who has ever been a part of the program.
After Mass, the Cardinal invites us all back to his residence for a picnic. What a fun way to spend Sunday in the city.
And additional events are also being planned for the 30th anniversary.
On July 23rd, Father Cusick is leading a talk, Why Should I Go to Church? It's a key question. It's open to all past and present Theology on Tap participants and their children.
Details about additional special events can be found on our website, yamchicago.org, and you can purchase tickets for the August 8th picnic there as well.
Come celebrate 30 years of Theology on Tap with us. Again, details are at yamchicago.org.
Let's keep tapping, and God bless.
Welcome back to Catholic Community of Faith on Relevant Radio, 9:50 a.m. The time is 9:11. Weather today, hot, humid, 90, 92 degrees, and it's August in Chicago. And a likely chance of White Sox winner for a doubleheader tomorrow. And the Cubs open up. Brian, who are the Cubs playing today at home? Brian, talk to me. Who are the Cubs playing today? I can't figure what they're thinking. By the way, to our engineer, Brian, Hockey Hitman Brock, happy birthday. How old are you today, Brian? 27. Oh, my gosh. I have shoes older than that. And you are very, very young. That's right. I've been around a while. So happy blessed birthday, Brian. And our prayers are with you. I'm going to get back with Professor Mara Smith, internationally known filmmaker and currently teaches film at Columbia College. Welcome, Mara, to Catholic Community of Faith.
Thank you.
And let me ask you this. How does film show us and reflect the human experience at its very best?
Well, there's many examples of that. The movies that are being shown at this film festival are probably the primo examples. Juno is a wonderful, thought-provoking story that gets us all discussing things that need to be talked about, teen pregnancy.
Mm-hmm.
The Soloist is really dear to me because it talks about a very important issue, homelessness. And it's an easy way to get us a conversation going about topics that maybe are neglected, by making a film about that topic.
Mm-hmm. What about I Am Sam? Anything?
I Am Sam. Oh, I unfortunately am embarrassed to say I see almost every single film that's released, but I did not see I Am Sam, so I'll get to see it for the first time at the festival. But that subject matter of,
a story of love between a father and a daughter.
Well, also, father and daughter is very tender and certainly close to my heart, but also this story of somebody who has is mentally challenged, that's a really important topic. That certainly is a part of society that's been neglected, in my opinion.
And the film they're going to show on Friday, August 27th, Bella, we're going to save that discussion because we're going to have the producer of Bella,
yeah,
Jason Jones, a little bit later on in the program. Let me ask you this, Mara. How many years have you been doing film critique, film study, and the value of film?
Well, I went to University of Southern California in 1969. I started there. So pretty much since 1969, that's been my passion, to make films and anything about film, to talk about film, to write films, to edit films. So that's been the focus of my life since 1969.
The thing is now, so many movies are coming out today, many good, much garbage. And the thing is, do you feel that, does Hollywood reflect society? Does Hollywood, I don't want to say create society, your whole take on movies, are movies done as a reflection of society or as a way to set a trend?
You brought up a subject that's very important to me. I actually have a website called Mindful Movie Making that has not been very successful, but if anyone wants to join me on this, I'd be very grateful. I feel that the film business is their responsibility to be making films that provoke people to do better in the world, to make the world a better place. And it really is disheartening, and it does break my heart to see that every single movie has, or so many of the movies have violence in them.
Sex and violence. And
this is my story. I hope it's appropriate, but my story to my son a couple years ago is when I went to USC in the 70s, every single film had to have an obligatory naked sex scene. And nowadays, every single film has to have an obligatory gun, violent, murder, people being killed scene. You know, it breaks my heart that those are the two trends. That, you know, we have so much more to say in the world, and we could change things, and we could discourage people from using guns. You know, I'm sure you know in the 30s and 40s, the tobacco company used to pay movie stars to smoke cigarettes.
That's correct.
We could pay people, you know, we should be putting a fund together and paying people not to have violence in their films. You know, buy out Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
We need to do something to encourage people to, you know, to not glamorize violence.
I would encourage our listeners to join in the conversation here at 312-255-8408. 312-255-8408 to jump into the conversation about movies, your take on it. Now, you know, Mara, there, you know, first of all, give us that web that people can maybe join you.
Great. MindfulMovieMaking.com.
Again, one more time.
MindfulMovieMaking.com.
Now, how did you create this?
Well, I was a professor at DeSales University in Pennsylvania, and I was asked to teach a course in media ethics. And my course was, okay, we're going to do a campaign to discourage violence in movie making. Now, quite a few of my students did not have this agenda. You know, they had no problem with violence in film. And I said, well, for the course of this semester, you're going to have to restrain from that, from seeing movies with violence, and you're going to have to encourage, you know, everyone you know to not want to, you know, attend movies with violence. So I got at least 30 students for a semester to stay away from it, and that's kind of what got this started. From then on, I decided I've got to promote this agenda.
You know, it's also amazing that when I was growing up, you know, how the language has changed in movies. You know, when I was young, you know, certain words would never be in a movie, and now they are so commonplace. And I guess what gets me is the number of parents who bring small-age children to movies they have no business seeing.
I'm going to go even further. Why would I want to see movies with that much language?
Yeah.
You know, why, let alone children, but it's just we're promoting just such an aggressive, you know, society. And disrespectful, I know that's not a fashionable word, but that's the truth. It's a disrespectful society using that kind of language with each other.
Now, Del, in this whole film festival, in choosing these four Friday evening movies in August, I'm assuming there were other films you could have chosen, but the thing that you really run the thread is respect life. And so there are many movies you could have chosen that would have been to disrespect life. There's hundreds and thousands of those films out there, but you chose this lineup of the four. And again, for our listeners, Juno, The Soloist, I Am Sam, and Bella, the next four Fridays at St. Michael's Parish in Old Town. But, you know, it's interesting that I find some of the best movies ever produced have an incredible human theme. But let's take it another step further. There is a God message, there is a Jesus message, there's a faith dimension message that is connected to it. Say something about that, Del.
Well, these movies were chosen because they tell a story about people at a crossroad in life that challenges them to step outside of their comfort zone, that challenges them to step outside of what they're familiar and stand in the gap to defend the life or the dignity of another person.
On that note, we're going to go to a break here on Catholic Community Faith and Relevant Radio 950 AM. I'm Father Greg Sackwitz. Time is 919. Our phone number, 312-255-8408. 312-255-8408. Jump in the conversation as your own take on the movie industry today. Stay with us. We'll be back in a moment.
If you haven't read the Catholic New World lately, you're in for quite a surprise. It's bigger, bolder, and better than ever before.
The Catholic New World is a rich and diverse resource for Catholics throughout the Archdiocese of Chicago. It carries stories of faith, hope, and inspiration. Our most read column is written by our publisher, Cardinal Francis George, our shepherd, teacher, and leader.
Our columnists provide support in spirituality and evangelization, and you'll want to browse the Around the Archdiocese page, your gateway to Catholic activities throughout Cook and Lake Counties.
Traveling this summer? Then stay connected to your church while you travel by visiting CatholicNewWorld.com and sign up to follow us on Twitter.
That's CatholicNewWorld.com. View our photo gallery, catch up on the latest news, and if you haven't already, subscribe to the Catholic New World or call 312-534-7777.
Your faith resource. Subscribe now to the Catholic New World.
God bless you, and Christ's peace be with you. This is Mary Norfleet Johnson, Director of the Office for Black Catholics in the Archdiocese of Chicago. The Office for Black Catholics is a vital and integral part of the Catholic worship community here in Chicago. Our agency serves people of color, encompassing African American, Haitian, African, Afro-Latino, and Caribbean natives. Contact us and learn how to enhance your neighborhoods, your families, and your faith through various initiatives and events designed to strengthen your relationship with Jesus Christ. Our office is located in the Cardinal Meyer Center at 35th and Lake Park Avenue. Call us at 312-534-8376 or visit our ever-changing website at www.blackcatholicchicago.org. We look forward to serving you and your communities.
Welcome back to Catholic Community of Faith on Relevant Radio 950 AM. You know, I think, Brian, we have Diane that also wants to be the engineer, too, and giving me cues here. So it now don't confuse me, Diane, yet make it simple for me. We have with us in studio Del Ramirez, the Film Festival Director at St. Michael's Parish for the upcoming monthly Friday films, which we've talked about so far. And also we have with us by phone Professor Mara Smith, internationally known filmmaker and currently teaches film at Columbia College. And we also have with us on the phone, am I right, Diane? We have with us Jason Jones, producer of Bella. I think we're talking to Jason from California. And Jason, welcome to Catholic Community of Faith.
Thanks for having me on, Father.
You're welcome. And also, we're going to go to the phone right now. We have Ama is on the line. He wants to mention a good website for understanding movies. Is it Ama?
It's Emmett.
Emmett.
Yes.
Emmett, welcome to Catholic Community Faith. How are you?
Good. How are you all doing?
Doing fine. Give us the website for understanding movies better.
Yeah, I don't see movies that often, but whenever I do, not just for my kids, but even just for myself, you know, I go to this website, kids-in-mind.com.
Okay, Tim, I'll say that one more time again, Emmett. Kids?
Kids-in-mind, just like, you know, you say kids in mind, and it has a dash in between each word.
Okay.
And then I'm like 95% sure it's .com. It might be .org, but I always go to this site. I'm a Muslim, and I don't like all this sexual content and violence and swear language in these movies, and I really encourage everyone to go to this website, and it has every movie in like super detail, so if you don't find it appropriate.
Well, Emmett, I want to say thank you very much for the phone call to Catholic Community of Faith and for giving us that kids-in-mind, I think you said .com, to learn more about understanding movies. So, Emmett, have a blessed day, and thank you for calling Catholic Community Faith. And Jason Jones, again, the producer from Bella, tell us about Bella. We've been saving this until we had you on the air.
Well, you know, Bella's a film that came to the mind from two true stories. And the director, Alejandro Monteverdi, he was a student at the University of Texas, Austin. After graduating, he was driving from Austin to Los Angeles, where he was going to be shooting a movie. And right out of school, he was picked up and was going to do a film for HBO. And as he was driving from Austin to L.A., this film would come to him, and he'd pull over on the side of the road, and he'd write it down, and he'd drive, and he'd pull over, and he'd write it down. And he did this from Texas to L.A., and by the time he got there, he had this film, this first draft of the script, and he kind of tucked it away. And when he got to Los Angeles, he had met with Eduardo Verástegui, who is a Latino soap star and a friend of his brother's. And after talking for a couple of hours, Eduardo convinced him not to do the project for HBO. And Alejandro's like, "Well, I need to do something. I need to do a movie. I need to do something." And so he showed Eduardo the script, and they started Metanoia Films, their own production company. And there's this beautiful little film. And, you know, just as of last Friday, we've confirmed, we have a program called Bella Hero, where we donate Bella DVDs to pregnancy centers. And as of last week, we've confirmed 167 babies, women who were going to have an abortion, saw Bella and chose life. And from the theatrical release, we have 84 women who've contacted us in writing and told us their stories of they were going to have an abortion.
That is marvelous. Maybe just in a nutshell, tell us, what is the story of Bella? I know it's based on a true story.
Well, it was based on two true stories, and he kind of melded them together into this one story that Alejandro Monteverdi, two of his friends, but it's the story of a young waitress in New York City who finds herself pregnant, and she's going to have an abortion, but she spends a day with a friend, and her friend is a cook. And they both work for the cook's brother, who owns this little restaurant in New York City. And it's just two friends spending a day together. And the result of that day is she chooses life. And it's a powerful little film. And I think one thing that surprised everyone is sort of the critical acclaim that it received. It won the Toronto International Film Festival.
What year was that?
I'm sorry?
What year did it win the Toronto Film Festival?
Oh, in 2006.
Okay.
And it received the Smithsonian Institute's Excellence in Art Award. And, you know, was another amazing thing is sort of how it was loved across the political spectrum. On the same week that Bill O'Reilly gave us his Patriots Award in his Patriots and Tinhead section, Rosie O'Donnell came out on her talk show and called it the best movie she'd ever seen.
That's tremendous. Wow. You know, hold on the line for 1 second, Jason.
Sure.
Del, give us some information for people to learn more about coming to the film festival starting this Friday, August 6th. I know we have this Friday, the 6th is Juno, the 13th is The Soloist, Friday, August 20th, I Am Sam, Friday, August 27th, Bella, we've been talking to Jason Jones about that. Lawn opens at 6:30 p.m., movie intro at 7:30 p.m., give us a phone number and a web.
The St. Michael Film Festival will be held at St. Michael in Old Town, located at 1633 North Cleveland Avenue in Chicago. For more information, you can go to www.stmikes.org.
That's try that one more time.
stmikes.org, or you can follow us on Facebook at St. Michael Film Fest.
And what about a phone number?
A phone number I think that the best way to get information is through our website.
Through the website,
yes.
Okay. Well, I want to thank in a very special way, in studio, Del Ramirez, the St. Michael's Film Festival director, by phone, Mara Smith, internationally known filmmaker and currently teaches film at Columbia College. And we've had with us the last 10 minutes, all the way from California, Jason Jones, the producer of Bella. Want to thank our guests, know that our prayers are with you, that there are a lot of great movies out there, and I think as Mara said, we should stay away from the junk, you know, both for children and for adults. And I'm Father Greg Sackowitz here on Catholic Community of Faith. The time is 9:30. Our phone number, 312-255-8408. We'll be back right after a break.
Men of Honor is the theme of this year's Totus Tuus Leadership Camp for high school age young men. The camp will be held at the Bishop Lane Retreat Center in Rockford from Sunday, August 8th through Wednesday, August 11th. Come enjoy sports, discussion, daily mass, adoration, and some quiet time for reflection. Go to chicagopriest.com for registration materials or call the vocations office at 312-534-2587. That's 312-534-2587. Men of Honor, we'll see you in Rockford.
Most interment arrangements at the 43 Archdiocese of Chicago cemeteries are made through a pre-need plan. Your thoughtful planning today is economically prudent and contributes to peace of mind for you and your loved ones. Catholic Cemeteries counselors are available at your convenience. For more information, call 708-449-6100. Catholic Cemeteries, serving the Catholic community since 1837.
You're listening to Catholic Talk Radio in Chicago and the suburbs on Relevant Radio 950 AM.
Every Monday through Friday from 9 to 10 a.m., the Archdiocese of Chicago presents programming about the people, the issues, and the faith that affect all our lives. Thanks for staying with us here on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Now again, the Catholic Community of Faith.
Welcome back to Catholic Community of Faith on Relevant Radio 950 AM. The time is 9:32 on this hot, humid Monday morning in August. I'm Father Greg Sackowitz, and our phone number, 312-255-8408, 312-255-8408. We're going to change gears here. Our guest for this next half hour on Catholic Community of Faith is Dr. Mary Amore, Executive Director of Maze Lake Ministries, a place that provides adult spiritual formation in many forms, including, this will be interesting, wilderness spirituality in the great outdoor. And Dr. Mary Amore will enlighten us on how one of the things, upcoming outdoor adventures, and much more about Maze Lake offerings. Mary, welcome to Catholic Community Faith.
Good morning, Father. Thank you for having me.
Now, how long have you been over at Maze Lake running the spiritual formation programs?
It's been about 2.5 years that I took over as executive director. Before that, I was full-time director of liturgy at St. Mary's in Downers Grove.
Oh, okay. So you are a former director of liturgy at a parish in the diocese of Joliet,
correct.
Oh my gosh. So then how did you end up being over at Maze Lake? Was there this opening in the
I had earned my doctor of liturgy degree from Catholic Theological Union and just was, you know, kind of feeling the call by God to do something different, and this position opened up, and so I took it over about 2.5 years ago, and since then Maze Lake Ministries has just exploded with new life and new growth. And one of my goals is to look and see the different people in the world and what kind of spirituality they need, you know, how to lead them back to the road of Christ.
Tell us something about Maze Lake. I mean, we've all heard of it. But what exactly is Maze Lake and who is it for?
Maze Lake Ministries is actually, we're celebrating our 20th anniversary this year. But we have a long esteemed history in the Chicagoland area because we grew out of the St. Francis Retreat House, which people know now as the Peabody Mansion in Oak Brook on 31st and Route 83. And in 1991, when the Franciscans closed that property, Father Jonathan Foster, who was the retreat director at that time, founded Maze Lake Ministries as a retreat house without walls. And from that day forth, we have been fluid and flexible, meeting the spiritual needs of people wherever the need arises.
And what are the age of those? Are you talking about all adults?
Mm-hmm. We just started a new iSpirit young adult ministry. So that ministry itself goes takes people in their 20s, 30s, and 40s, and what we also call the young at heart. But all of our retreatants go all the way up to their 80s. Some of them have been doing retreats for decades.
Well, say something to us about this wilderness spirituality.
Okay. Yeah, the wilderness spirituality is a brand new program we started under the iSpirit Young Adult Ministry. And we hired a young adult coordinator because I believe that you need to take doctrine, but you also need to have life experience and bring it into dialogue. So I needed a young adult, and so we were very lucky, fortunate to get Lauren Kohler-Rausch, and she has a theology degree from Dominican in River Forest, and she came up with this idea of having wilderness retreats. They're being led by Lois Hodgkins, and what it is we've got one coming up August 14th. It's an overnight canoe retreat.
Where?
On the Wisconsin River. We'll gather at Maze Lake Ministries. We will then drive up to our starting point on the Wisconsin River. The canoes and everything are furnished. You don't need to have any experience. And the whole idea behind this concept is Franciscan spirituality, finding God in nature, the beauty of creation, camping out under the stars, sharing scripture, taking time to journal about your day's events, the new people that you meet, and just the beauty around us. Because God is everywhere, and sometimes we just try and focus him within a church building, when in fact we need to find him every place in our life.
It's interesting you say that, because since I was a little boy, I've always had a profound love for nature. I've been bird watching since I was 10 years old, and I just love to get out. And nature centers me, and I think sometimes we forget the beauty of a sunrise, a sunset, walking in the woods, and just to be. I tell you, it's not sometimes my finding God, but God finding me.
Mm-hmm.
And we do it differently. We talk, sure, about the presence of God in church. My God, the presence of in the community within the four walls. But then we talk about with nature, God is everywhere. And especially just to get out and to be among the creation that was created by God. And is this wilderness experience, spirituality, something first time ever next week or 2 weeks from now in Wisconsin?
It's a brand new program.
A brand new program. Now, and the thing is that you know, even when I found Mary, when I have gone bird watching, and first of all, you always bird watch on the bird's terms, not on my terms.
Mm-hmm.
I once thought about that and said, that's how life is. Life is not on my terms, but it's on God's terms. But when you go bird watching, you hope to see certain species, but then willing to be surprised. And when you have spring migration, fall migration, they're all coming through in the beauty of the colors. And just like with spring and with fall, the beauty of the colors of the trees, and how many times do we miss that?
Mm-hmm.
Do we miss that? So this weekend coming up in Wisconsin, it begins on Friday evening, goes all through Saturday into Sunday?
No. Just one night. So we leave, I believe it's actually Saturday. We leave Saturday morning, and we will drive up to Wisconsin and then paddle down, canoe, stopping, taking time. We spend the night, Saturday night, and we'll be back Sunday afternoon.
Are you going with them?
I don't know. Maybe. I'm not a canoe person myself.
But let me ask you, are you an outdoor lady?
I am an outdoor lady to the point where I like to look at God's, I'm not God's creator. I'm not really a sports person, but I'm willing to give it a try because I'm young at heart.
Uh-huh.
There you go.
I think I know my parents once took me into the woods and I found my way out. And
I'm glad they didn't leave you there. So, but you know, I think these are going to be wonderful. They're going to help people who might not call themselves religious, but spiritual, to connect with God. Because as you said, Father, God surprises us when we least expect it.
That's it.
And the tranquility. Mm-hmm.
And the Lord comes to us not always on our terms, mm-hmm. and our timetable. And I think it's important for people to know that. And so a weekend like this, Wilderness Spirituality, it's really a time to center our lives because, you know, Mary, we all know our lives are too busy, too much, and there's too much going on. And sometimes in our head, there's like this Rolodex of things we mm-hmm. have to do, our to-do list. And to be with the gift of nature, you sometimes get back to the basics mm-hmm. about, you know, the presence of God in our lives. And in fact, I will always say this. I will never gather a group and say, let us put ourselves in the presence of God before I pray. And I'll tell you why. If you say, let us put ourselves in the presence of God, then what I'm really saying is that God has been absent.
Absolutely.
And God is never absent.
Right.
But
He's
so the key is, let us be aware of the presence of God already in our midst.
Mm-hmm.
So if I say to someone, let's put ourselves in the presence of God, really comes down to like, has God been absent? No. God is present. Maybe I've been absent and away from the Lord, but to be aware of the presence of God, and what better way than through nature,
mm-hmm.
a profound way. What other areas do you have going on with spirituality and formation at Maze Lake Ministries? It sounds like got a lot going on.
We do. Another one of our new programs this summer is also tapping into God in the rest of the world, and we call it On Holiday with God. And this has been an amazing, wonderful program, because what we did is we took a love of travel and a love of God, and we brought them together. So often people love to go on trips, and yes, there's pilgrimages, but you know that sometimes will attract people that, again, consider themselves religious. 30% of the people go to church at best. Where are the other 70%? Maze Lake Ministries is trying to bring in the 70% that don't go to church, that consider themselves, well, maybe spiritual, and help jumpstart the relationship with Christ. So we came up with this On Holiday with God travel program where we take people on bus tours, overnight, extended tours, so that we've got one going to the Botanical Gardens.
Say something more about that one.
Botanical Gardens is going to be a day bus trip.
When's that?
It is on
we'll get it after
August
the break.
16th. Thank
okay.
you. But the bus meets at Maze Lake Ministries, and then we will take time on the bus for a little scripture, then just a little time for quietness. When we get to the Botanical Gardens, people are free to go about on their own. We meet up again for some reflection, shared group discussion. We have lunch, a tour on the tram, and then we come back again with more discussion about where did we experience God in the beauty of these gardens. So we're taking a really secular event, like a Botanical Gardens trip, and we're infusing it with spirituality.
And so what you do, there are directed questions and for people mm-hmm. in response to answer. And you know, I've come to realize, Mary, most people are spiritual.
Mm-hmm.
They're trying to connect with the something more, and we call that the presence of God in our lives. Now, unfortunately, many people say, I don't have to go to church to be spiritual. And I think there's that tremendous need to be part of a faith community.
Absolutely.
To go week in and week out. And why? First of all, the Lord asks that of us, mm-hmm. is to gather weekly around the table of the Lord to be nourished by the Word and the body and blood of Christ, and then to leave and be Eucharist to each other. So I think many people are spiritual, sometimes don't even know it. And also, I've told people, we need God.
Mm-hmm.
I need God. And the older I'm getting, the more dependent I'm coming upon God. So when you're young, there's that sense of being independent.
Mm-hmm.
I can do everything myself. I don't need God. But as we get older, and the wisdom of life, you know, we need God. And what you're really doing through your Maze Lake Ministries is coming in touch with the presence of God already in our midst. in everyday life experiences.
Yes.
You know, in this holiday travel trip, this spirituality wilderness, but tapping in a very direct way with questions that probe the deepest part of oneself. We're going to go to break here on Catholic Community Faith on Relevant Radio 950 AM. I'm Father Greg Sackwitz, and our guest this last half hour is Dr. Mary Amore, Executive Director of Mays Lake Ministries, a place that provides adult spiritual formation in many ways. 312-255-8408. We'll be back right after a break.
Cardinal George directs the catechetical activities of the Archdiocese of Chicago through the Office for Catechesis and Youth Ministry. Our office promotes lifelong catechesis by directing certification and formative opportunities for those who teach catechesis in the more than 350 parishes that make up the Archdiocese.
Each year we host a myriad of opportunities to enhance adult faith formation and youth ministry programs. We sponsor certification classes, guest speakers, youth rallies, retreats, and our well-attended annual Chicago Catechetical Conference.
We work closely with pastors to ensure that their congregations and staffs are well-formed in teaching and learning about the Catholic faith. Our highly skilled coordinators serve various ethnic groups, speak multiple languages, and are always ready to serve Christ through catechesis.
Log on to www.catechesis-chicago.org or www.youthministry-chicago.org to learn more about how we can better serve you.
Real men answer the call to the priesthood. Is God calling you?
You know, I'm honored to be a priest for the Archdiocese of Chicago. I think it's great.
There's a desire to want to give back and to help and to serve those who are especially in need.
I think there's a wonderful opportunity for us to bring good news to a world that's very much in need.
When I experience through my ministry someone being brought closer to the Lord, it's an exciting, thrilling moment.
If you feel God's call to a priestly vocation, contact us at 312-751-8298. Or visit our website at chicagopriest.com. John Paul II once said, "Do not be afraid. Open your heart to Christ. The deepest joy there is in life is the joy that comes from God. Jesus is the hope of the world. The people are calling. The world is calling. God is calling. Answer the call to the priesthood."
Welcome back to Catholic Community Faith on Relevant Radio 950. Time is 9:47 on this beautiful hot day in Chicago. Today's high is supposed to be about 90. I was talking with Wayne Magyar, one of the co-hosts here on Catholic Community Faith. About 2 hours ago, he called me from Crested Butte. That would be Colorado. Mm-hmm. And he said right now the temperature was 55 degrees. Up in the mountains in Colorado. He's due back tomorrow. Our guest the last half hour is Dr. Mary Amore, Executive Director of Mays Lake Ministries, a place that provides adult spiritual formation. And Mary, you've got so many great things going. But during the break, something you have started, one of the many spiritual formation programs, is a vets retreat. How did that begin, and how successful has it been to this point?
Father, thank you for asking. Mays Lake Ministries is really the first organization in the state of Illinois to offer spiritual experiences for our returning veterans, all veterans from any war. This is a special project to me because years ago when we first began the war, I was, as I said, director of liturgy at St. Mary's in Dorrance Grove, and one of our parishioners was overseas, and we were praying for him every week, and he came back. We honored him one day at Mass, and he had a family that I would sit in the pew with, and every Sunday he would come to Mass, and his children would be, you know, climbing all over Daddy's lap, and he just sat there with this blank stare on his face, and I didn't realize back then that I was witnessing someone suffering from post-traumatic spiritual stress. And so when I took over Executive Director of Mays Lake Ministries, one of my goals was to start a retreat program, a spiritual outreach program for our military. These weekend retreats are offered free of charge to any military personnel from any war. In May, we had, they're held up at the Cardinal Stritch Center, and in May we had a retreat with 16 Vietnam vets, many who for the first time were able to talk about their experience and to begin that process of healing. These retreats are led by Sister Linda McLennan. She is a Dominican sister who actually served in the Vietnam War, lost her faith because of it, and then reclaimed it and then joined a religious order and has been working with the military suffering from post-traumatic spiritual stress for decades. So we are very blessed to have Sister Linda and Augie Sisko, a former Vietnam vet as well, team teach these military
retreats. It's interesting, Mary. The Vietnam War technically ended in 1975. Mm-hmm. So that's 35 years ago. So you had 16 individuals from the Vietnam War,
correct,
who many of them for the first time kind of opened up their story, mm-hmm, about their horrific experience in Vietnam.
Yes.
See, Vietnam would have been my era.
Mine too.
Yeah. But you're too young. You look so much younger than me. Holy mackerel. And the thing is, I knew guys coming back from Vietnam. It was a war in which, first of all, they were not welcomed home. They were getting booed sometimes, getting off the plane. And you didn't talk about it. And especially going back to World War II, many of our fathers and grandfathers, mm-hmm, coming back from the European front or the Pacific, you just didn't talk about it. Have you had anybody on the first two retreats that goes back to the Korean War or World War II or not quite that far?
No. Vietnam was the farthest back war we had. But what was interesting about this retreat that we had in May, we had gotten the word out so much that we actually were able to bring in four or five homeless vets who were so blessed and so grateful to have this weekend to spend reflecting about God in their life, wonderful hot meals for them, beautiful grounds for them to walk around, and the camaraderie of sharing their experience with others and to begin that step toward healing. So we already have a waiting list for our retreat in November. But again,
this is the Vets Retreat.
Correct.
And now, if someone wanted to learn more about the Vets Retreat, specifically that one, Mary, give us a phone number that they could call you right now.
Please call me at 630-268-9000.
That number once again.
268-9000. Area code
630.
Correct.
And what about a web?
www.mazelakeministries.org.
One more time.
www.mazelakeministries.org.
And right now you have a waiting list for the November retreat, mm-hmm, for the Vets Retreat.
Right, right.
Tell us, what are some of the other formation programs you have, spiritual formation programs, to offer through Maze Lake Ministries?
Really quickly, also under the Vets umbrella, we have a parish-based spiritual support group for parents and spouses of those deployed overseas. So we just started a new program at St. Peter and Paul in Naperville under the facilitating of Joe Vertigo. And we had like 12 people there last week, and we'll be doing that again in August. So once again, contact Maze Lake Ministries, and we can start a spiritual support group for spouses and parents of soldiers deployed.
You know, sometimes we focus so much on those overseas, which we should, mm-hmm, that we forget about loved ones back at home. I've dealt with some parents, mm-hmm, with a son or daughter in Afghanistan, Iraq, and it is horrible to see a loved one, you know, sent over,
right,
and then wondering, will I ever see my son or daughter again, right, alive? Because that reality. So what other programs do you have going on?
We have
a tremendous amount happening over there, Mary.
We do. We also have parish missions. And in the Diocese of Joliet, it's the year of the Eucharist. And so Maze Lake Ministries has this wonderful three-day parish mission on the year of the Eucharist, the core of our Catholic faith. And so that's wonderful. We started a new lecture series, which is aimed at bringing the church at large from the Archdiocese and the Diocese of Joliet and Rockford together. Last fall, we had Father Richard Rohr.
Mm-hmm. Well known.
Next year, we're going to be bringing in Father Bob Barron.
Very well known.
I know. And
priest of the Archdiocese of Chicago.
Exactly. this fall, we have Dr. Megan McKenna coming, talking about Eucharist and the call to peace and justice. In the spring, under the iSpirit Young Adult Ministry and Young at Heart, we have Jeremy Langford, also an Archdiocese son. Jeremy, in case people don't know, is the young man who sat at the foot of Cardinal Bernardine and wrote his, helped edit his Gift of Peace. So,
which, by the way, what a tremendous book. The Gift of Peace, the legacy from the late Cardinal Joseph Bernardine about dying, teaching all of us, I think, how to live, how to die. So if you're looking for a wonderful book to read, The Gift of Peace by the late Joseph Cardinal Bernardine.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Another one of our lectures we're going to be doing is it's called Women of Faith, and it's going to be a luncheon lecture series just to kind of get young moms, you know, get them between 11 and 2 so they can get their children out of school. And this spring we're having, we're very blessed to have Justice Ann Burke going to be one of our speakers. And she's going to talk about how the difficulties we encounter living as Catholic Christian women in, you know, a secular society.
What a wonderful lady,
Supreme
Court Justice,
wonderful.
Or the Illinois Justice. And now her topic is going to be what?
She yet to be determined, but basically, you know, living a Christian life in a secular world, especially with the justice system that, you know, so very important to women.
It's interesting, Mary, that what you are talking about is somehow connecting the mystery of God with the mystery of our lives at home, at work, through nature, that you're really tapping into where people are at. Mm-hmm. And so I so believe in connecting with the church, with a faith community, whatever particular parish people belong to, but then you offer programs beyond the doors of the church where you meet people on their turf through lectures, through nature, and I think it's just marvelous because, you know, People are hungering to somehow make life make sense.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we live in hard times. We live in, I mean, I don't have to tell any listener, we live in very hard economic times, a tough time in our world. And somehow to make sense, again, to connect the mystery of God with the mystery of our lives. And before we go off the air again, give us a phone number for someone to learn more about Maze Lake Ministries and, again, that web.
Our phone number is area code 630-268-9000, and our website is www.mazelakeministries.org.
And we only have about another 1 minute. Is there anything else you'd want to say to our listeners that you haven't had a chance to so far?
I just want to also say that we offer individual spiritual direction. We have 9 spiritual directors on staff, 2 priests, 2 religious sisters, and 4 or 5 lay men and women, all certified in spiritual direction.
So you do offer individual spiritual direction on
Absolutely.
An ongoing, ongoing process.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, and again, spiritual direction is an opportunity to meet with a spiritual director one-on-one that talks about where is my heart being tugged? Mm-hmm. And that's how I heard it put to me. So I want to thank in a very special way, with us the last half hour, Dr. Mary Amore, Executive Director of Maze Lake Ministries, a place that provides adult spiritual formation in many forms, including wilderness spirituality in the great outdoor. And the next wilderness spirituality weekend is when?
It's going to be on Saturday, August 14th.
So it's coming up within about 2 weeks from now. And I also want to say a special thank you to our outstanding producer, Diane Dunnigan, and great engineer on his birthday, Brian Hockey Hitman Brock. You've been listening to Catholic Community Faith on Relevant Radio 950 AM. I've been Father Greg Sackwitz, the last hour here with you. And to all our listeners, may God bless you and hold you always in the palm of his hand. Mary, keep up the great work you're doing at Maze Lake Ministries. You have such an energy about you, and the Lord is working through you. God bless to all. Great day.
Thank you.
This is Cardinal Francis George. Thank you for being with us this past hour on Relevant Radio 950 AM. Join us every day, Monday through Friday, as the Archdiocese of Chicago presents the Catholic Community of Faith. Have a wonderful day and God bless you.